This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
My mom would look at me and say, like, oh, si le sigue así, pues no me va a gustar para ti, you know.
What is up, everyone? I'm your host, Alan Eist, and this is Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast, en donde yo traigo a tus influencers favoritos para platicar y posiblemente sacarles sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, Brisa Dayana.
Hello, hello.
¿Cómo estás, vecina?
Muy bien, muy bien. ¿Y tú, vecina?
Ay, amiga, how about how last night happened?
They did not let me check in.
Amigas, si ustedes no saben, Brisa es de Arizona.
Yeah.
So I literally got her a flight and a hotel para que viniera, pues, para que la entrevistara y todo. Y no van a creer que ayer eran como de eso de las que 11 de la noche. Y yo agarro una llamada de Brisa, güey. Be thankful que te contesté porque no, I was high. I'm not gonna lie, you guys. Estaba todo high en las nubes. So as soon as I saw your calls, like, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Le contesto y me dice la Brisa que no la estaban dejando meter a su pinche hotel. Why? Tell us. Cuéntanos qué pasó.
Bro, literally porque no tenía 21 años. I was like, I'm 20. Like, what the hell? They're like, if you were a little bit closer, I was like, I'm 20. They're like, no, but if it was like a month later, I was like, bruh. I was like, okay, whatever. She's like, it has to be 21 in person. I was like, we can't do like a FaceTime. She's like, nope, it has to come in person. I was like, oh my God.
Andaban de mamones los del hotel, you guys, which is so crazy because that has only happened to me once.
Yeah.
Me acuerdo cuando yo tenía 18 años, which I understand because I was 18. Mm. I had booked a hotel for me and my boyfriend. No en el casino, pero en uno de los hoteles al lado de uno de los casinos where we had gone, y no nos dejaron porque decían que era 21 and over, which I understood. Pero güey, este pinche hotel donde la agarré Brisa es by Disneyland.
Literally.
Like 21
and over. Que nos contestó ayer. He was all rude, in a low voice. I was like, all right, bitch, come on now.
You guys, tell me why ayer que fue, you guys, hasta vergüenza me daba porque me hubieran visto, güey, con chanclas, con chorecitos, mi pinche pelo todo desmadrado y todo. Yeah. I show up, right, and I tell Brisa, I was like, oh, how was it? How, ¿cómo está pasando todo? Y me está contando ella, keep in mind me and her are having a convo, and I was like, oh my God, that's so weird, like, you know, I've never heard of like Disney hotels being 21 and over. Yeah. Y el pinche person at the front desk contesta, güey, like, wait, no te estoy hablando a ti. He's like, our hotels have always been 21 and over, sir. And I'm like,
we literally just said quite like, all right.
Y yo como de que, ¿y a ti quién te preguntó?
¿Sí? ¿Ah?
I'm like, mind your business.
Yeah.
Check it.
Oh my
pero
God.
Lo bueno que te, we were able to check in, y aquí te tenemos, güey, aquí
bien
te
dormida
tenemos.
Era. Si se no hubiera dormido en la calle.
No, I literally did. Nikki? And you know what's so crazy? Yesterday, I was actually going to go to sleep early for some reason because supposedly me, I was like, I want to try something new to sleep early. Yeah. Pero lo bueno que no. Como que algo me dijo que no te vayas a dormir
literally.
Early.
Literally. I felt so bad porque pues ya era bien tarde para hacer check-in, pero pues, I was like, I don't know what to do. ¿Qué hago?
No, ¿qué hago aquí solito? Pero lo bueno, you guys, que the hotel wasn't too far from me.
Oh, no, yeah.
Which like, is what, crazy because minutes? I was telling Brisa anoche, you guys, que originalmente le iba a agarrar un hotel en L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
En Los Ángeles. Porque dije, oh, pues ahí va a estar el LAX airport y todo. Pero al último momento, I was like, nah, let's get her a fucking hotel closer to me. Por if she's running late, todo no, she doesn't have to go through LA traffic. Qué bueno que hice eso, amigas. But anyways, ya después de eso, aquí la tenemos. Para todos ustedes que no la conocen, I'm going to go ahead and send it over to Brisa para que ella nos diga un poquito más de quién es y qué hace.
Hi, vecinas. My name is Brisa. Tengo 20 años. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Y pues, I'm a TikToker / influencer, I guess you could say, you know? And I don't even
know. Yeah, no sé lo que hago,
like, so I just do social media. Well, I've done social media. Like, I started doing social media, when was it? I think when the pandemic started.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because I would do TikTok, pero era más como que
para divertir.
Like, just,
you know,
random, just like, random. Nomás TikToks. Para tus amigos.
I was like, yeah, I was like, if it blows up, it blows up. Pero nunca, like, I never had like that, oh, like, if I want to do this because I want to become, like, I want to get big, I want to get followers. It's just like, oh, let's have fun, you know? Y pues, like, now, like, look at me, I'm up, I'm big, like, yeah. I never expected it, you know? It was something crazy that I was just like, oh, dang, like, I'm up here, like, it's crazy.
That's
like,
crazy. Como la vida, ¿verdad, güey? Yeah. Como la vida que te da vueltas. Un día tú haces algo nomás por, just for fun, y otro día ya es tu trabajo.
Yeah, literally, like, full-time job, like, it's crazy. And it's actually really, like, it's fun. I like doing it. I enjoy doing this, like all the social media stuff.
Yo quiero que me digas, how was Brisa growing up? ¿Cómo fue tu infancia, güey? Were you una chamaca desmadrosa? ¿Cómo eras?
No, pues, honestly, yo siempre era niña buena. Like, let's say, I'm actually the middle child. I have an older brother and a little sister. Y pues siempre han dicho como que the middle child is like the one that no nadie lo quiere. Siempre eras como like to the side. I feel like I was the favorite. Like, deadass, I was the favorite. Yo soy la única... Like, I was the first girl on my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
So, era, like, since I was the girl, like, todos me querían que, ay, que el vestido, que pone esto, que el otro. So, I was like, oh, okay, you know, like, era la, I feel like I was, so I grew up, like, in a good household. Like, my parents, you know, I have my parents still. My brother and my little sister, I don't have, like, the best relationship with them. Like, you know, like, porque no todos los hermanos, pues, se llevan así, ¿me entiendes? Yo soy más como que, like... I love them, pero nunca estamos como que platicando todo el tiempo. Peleamos mucho, eso sí, no te voy a mentir.
No platicamos, peleamos, pero a putazos sí nos ponemos.
Chingazos todos, ah. Pero todos no, la like, todos los días. But my childhood has just always been really good. Like, siempre andábamos en México. Mexico was a really part. I'm like, my family's from Hermosillo, Sonora.
Okay.
So, like, it's like, what, 6 hours from Arizona. So, viajábamos casi todo cada mes, cada, like, summer. We would literally spend, it was something called El Cum. It was like a club. Era un club. Pero de verano. And we would do like activities like swimming, like gymnastics and all that stuff. Y pues me la pasaba con mis primos. I was like really, really tight with my primos, like siempre. But I think I had a really good childhood, to be honest.
¿Cómo fuiste tú en la escuela? ¿Te peleabas con las muchachitas? Were you liked? Were you like an outcast?
I was like, okay, I was a shy person. Era más tímida, pero, like, todavía hablaba mucho, no te voy a mentir. Like, I've always had been easy making friends. Like, yo soy muy amiguera. Like, I'm very, very friendly. Like, I had a lot of friends, pero siempre I feel like era la friend que estaba más abajo de todos. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was más abajo de todos.
In what way do you feel that way, though? Like, descríbeme cómo tú te sentías menos. Or what do you mean by, I was always that friend that was less?
Because, I don't know, I just feel like, like, you know how it comes to insecurity. So, I feel like since my friends to me, they were, oh my God, always so pretty. Like, since I'm tall, I'm pretty tall. Yeah. Compared to all my friends, literally, I'm literally the tallest. So, I was always insecure about that. Like, oh, look, like, I'm tall, they're small, they're more pretty, like, this and that. So, siempre yo misma me hacía para abajo. And I don't think, like, it was them. It was just me, myself, how I would think
like
about myself.
Like, you would
myself.
Bring yourself down.
Yeah, I would
down.
Bring myself down a lot because I'm like, dude, like, why do I have this? Why do I look like this? Why can't I have that way, how she looks? Like, and I feel like... I was just always, like, pushing my friends up, and I would always put myself down. I don't know why. I don't know why I would do that, pero pues, you know, like, that's something, like, that was the main thing at school. Like, I was like, damn. But other than school, like, I had my, like, elementary was good, middle school was good. I feel that's when, like, then you start, like, hitting puberty, you know, and it's, like, it changes. Like, I didn't get my period till I was 14.
That's late, no?
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Because I know girls that would get it, what, like, at 9, 10 años?
Literally, and I was like,
dices, no mames, yo nunca lo voy a agarrar.
Literally, a los 14 años. So, like, I was like, dang, like, me desarrollé muy, like, más later, pues. In high school, like, I was still, like, how do I say, I still kind of felt like that. No era tanto como, like, you know, middle school, but I still kind of felt like that more because of, like, I had really, really bad acne.
Okay.
So it was just, like, more like, then, like, I would always have to wear makeup to school. I would never, like, not one day I would go without makeup porque me daba vergüenza, like, to show, like, my acne with, like, all my friends. Because they had, like, that nice skin, you know?
Yeah, you're like, bitch, I want that.
Yeah, give me that freaking face. And, like, I would get me mad. And, like, my hair, too. Like, siempre me lo planchaba todos los días. Because, like, every little thing que me veía yo en me, like, I was just like, dude, like, I can't. Like, I feel like... No one likes me, like, this and that, porque como me veo, pues. Pero I actually did volleyball for five years. I did volleyball for 5 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, I love volleyball. Yeah, I think out of all the sports, siento que volleyball para mí es mi favorito.
Yeah, yeah, huh? Literally. That's what I always said, too. Like, basketball nunca me llamó la atención. I actually like watching baseball, pero other than that, it's porque
that's
the team
crazy.
In Mexico for los Naranjeros, like, we go see them, so I like watching baseball. Other than that, volleyball is, like, the sport, you know?
I don't know, for me as a gay person, I feel like volleyball is such, like, a gay sport.
I'd be like,
literally, bitch.
Yeah.
I was never like in volleyball, like a team.
Yeah.
Pero me acuerdo cuando lo hacemos en Pee Wee, yo me sentía.
Oh, yeah.
que me tiraba hasta del piso, güey. Like, me sentía toda la fantasía.
No, I was actually, so I was a band kid in middle school.
Oh, I played
the saxophone. I learned how to play the guitar. You too?
Me too. I played the clarinet and the alto sax.
What the heck?
That's crazy.
I think it was in 8th grade when I had gotten out of it because my teacher ended up being a perv, like a pervert. Yeah.
In what way? Like towards you? Like, or no, just
like
in general,
like what we found out about being a pervert to like girls, like some friends that I had like told me like, oh, he would literally make me go into like his office and like, man, like tocaba certain ways and this and this and that. And I was like, what the hell? Like, and I told my mom about it, and like, como que ella tampoco se sentía like a gusto.
Yeah.
So I was just like, me either, you know? Like, I was like, I don't think. And the thing is, he was my favorite music, like, he was my favorite teacher because he was like, siempre like, how do I say, he showed that he was there, like, for support. Like, siempre era, like, that's why I was like, oh, like, you know, he's such a cool teacher, my favorite. But when I found out, I was like, well, no wonder si era muy cercana con las mujeres, siempre, siempre. And I was like, oh,
like
no.
He would make you feel secure, yeah, pero secure. Por otras razones.
Por otras razones, yeah. And we didn't know that. So then that's when I was like, okay, my next, like, I think it was the next semester, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to try PE out. So that's when I started doing volleyball, and that's when I started liking it. I was like, you know what? When I go to freshman year, I'm going to try out for the team. And I made the team. And then, yeah, that's when I started doing volleyball in my high school year. And I did 1 year of club, too. But club is so expensive.
Wait, what do you mean club?
Like, volleyball, like just club.
Oh, okay, like club. Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay, like, yeah, bien, bien, bien.
Yeah, club team. Pero son también caros. Like, thousands of dollars we would spend, literally. Like, you have to pay the fees, like the uniforms, the backpacks.
So, obviamente, you know, you go through school, y luego llega un momento donde tienes que buscar trabajo, güey. Tienes que buscar trabajo porque ya cuando you hit that age of like, güey, ya no eres una niña, ya tienes que ponerte las pilas. What were you doing before doing social media? ¿Trabajaste? ¿Were you going to school? ¿Qué?
Well, I was still in school because I was in 2020. That's when I was a junior, I think. I was, mm-hmm. Ya estaba yendo para junior, and that's when they put us online school. So I was still in school. I did not work. I've never worked a day in my life. Era más escuela. So my mom have always said, like, si trabajas, no tienes que... Digo, si trabajas, si te vas a la escuela, no tienes que trabajar para nada. So I was just like, oh, okay, you know? So in 2020, that's when I started doing TikTok. Y pues empecé yo solita haciendo mis TikToks, you know? And then that's when I met my friend. So I met Armando, and I met my friend Brian and Jan. So with them, we started, like, I don't know, like, so basically... Brian and Jan were not like, they didn't dance, but me and Armando did dance. We met, we like, nos enseñábamos unos pasos los que no sabía, y así. When we met Brian and Jan already had following. He had like 100K, right? So he was a little, like those little pretty boys, like the fuck boys on TikTok,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, and Brian was too. So I was just like, oh, when we met them at a quinceañera, they didn't dance for shit. So I was just like, oh, damn. So then the next day when we're like, oh, let's hang out at my house. Fuimos para mi casa y les empezamos a enseñar a bailar. Ever since that day, we like started hanging out every day. Les enseñamos a bailar. And then we were like, oh, let's just do some TikToks together. Yeah. You know, we all had like our little following. I think I only had like 15K followers like on TikTok. And once we posted one TikTok, like we saw that we got like a good amount. We was like, oh shit, like they like us porque like they found it weird that I was like the only girl with the guys, you know? So yeah, like they liked that. And then we just started posting more and more together. And then that's when Armando would film a YouTube video, and we like a lot of people liked it. So then one day I decided, I was like, oh, like there's this one, someone tagged me on a TikTok and they're like, oh, you should do this video. And it was a video basically like what it's like having guy friends or guy best friends and stuff. And okay, I put like all the videos that and pictures we had together, like of like how we hang out and stuff, how we act. Literally that right when I posted it, like in under an hour, 300K views. I was like, what the, like literally 300K views. I was like, what the hell?
Yo me voy por bien servido si agarro esos en un día, güey.
No, it was, I was like, what the hell? Like in 1 hour. Y luego ya pasaron las horas y se subió como a 1 million, 2 million views, 3 million views. And I was like, what the hell for just that video? Ended up getting 10 million views. So my video went viral, pues. And I was like, like, I didn't even do nothing. It was just like the videos of me and the guys, you know, like how we hang out and stuff. People like that shit, like they started, and I went up, not gonna lie, to 300K followers. That same, like, in
from 15K day. To 300K, no mames.
That's what I was like, oh my god, like that's literally me and the guys were like, they were like, Brisa, what the hell, like what the hell? And I was like, and that's it, because that's when they were, you know how I had the lowest, I don't know where, I passed all of them. They were like, what the hell, like
you went from like it's just a small town girl to fucking all like fucking Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, like that's crazy. And they were like, oh, like they like us guys, like we should like, you know, start doing more videos together.
Yeah,
like let's
it,
do something. And yeah, so that's when we started our own YouTube channel, and we literally started doing challenges and stuff, and people liked it. We have I think right now like 100K followers on YouTube.
That's crazy.
And so we were like, you know what? Let's come up with a name. And we ended up calling ourselves La Quadri because it's four of us, right? Yeah, we started doing that for a while, and like it actually was really really good. But right now, like I'm not gonna lie, we broke up. Like we're not like.
I'm still friends with them, but we're not as close like how we used to be before, because like, you know, shit happens, like they get girlfriends, you know, and we're like
life, I feel like happens,
life happens, you know, and we all like went our own ways, but we're still growing, you know, like by ourselves. So we're just like, that's good. That's basically what gave us like the little spark to like
the little push.
The little push that we got. And then we're now here.
Like, and now we're here, bitch. Aquí andamos. So obviamente empezar a hacer las redes sociales, it blew up like with you not expecting it. ¿En qué momento dijiste, sabes qué? De aquí soy. What was your aha moment that you were like, you know what? I can make social media my full-time job.
I think it was after when we stopped like hanging out, like the quality dead ass, I was just like, you know what, like just because we stopped like, you know, doing the videos and stuff, that doesn't mean like I'm gonna stop doing like what I want to do, and you know, and I was like, I actually really enjoy this, like it's something, like it's fun, like we make money out of it, you know, like something comes out of it, I feel like let's try, like why not keep going, you know. And yeah, that's when I started posting like dancing videos and like a lot of stuff, and people liked, like, because they knew we knew how to dance, and like that's when it became really, really big back then, like dancing, like all that thing. It was really, really trending. So that's like, I feel like me and Armando, like we were just big on the dancing, like right there, dancing. And then that's when I was like, you know what, let's post more different videos. So I started posting like skits. I do a lot of skits with my friends. I do like different type of like TikTok dances and stuff, like, but not just dancing. And people actually liked it and they really enjoyed it.
Chingue su madre.
Yeah, I was like, let me just keep going. And then I started YouTube. Right now, I'm slacking on YouTube. I'm not even going to lie, because editing, oh my God, it takes forever.
Bitch, tell me about it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, and then this new thing with the Google AdSense, y que no sé qué. I'm like, oh my God, you know what? This is stressing me. So I'm like, literally, so right now I haven't done anything. But everybody's like, just do it. I'm like, I know I have to do it, pero la neta, la flojera. La neta.
Literally, la neta no quiero hacer
literally, let me stop.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'll do whatever.
So,
you know?
Obviamente, nos platicas de que pues tú te dices a conocer con tu grupo. You know what I mean? When you guys broke up, obviamente, porque pues pasaron cosas, cada uno se agarró una novia.
Yeah.
Did you at any point feel like, you know what, like, I'm just going to stop doing videos because la gente nos amaba a los cuatro juntos?
So, yes, I actually kind of got really, really sad because, like, the guys even know this. I told them, like, I would literally, like, because yo soy bien llorona, I'm not even going to lie. Every, like, something me levanta la voz, I'm going to cry because, like, don't be screaming at me. Like, what the hell?
Like,
why? Why are you screaming at me? I hear my mom, like, ay, no, ya me regañó, you know? But I was really sad because I genuinely, like, those were, like my little brothers, because they're younger than me. They're, like, 1-2 years younger than me. So I was, like, I was treating them like family. Like, it was an everyday thing. They would go to my house every day. So I was, like, you know, I was the one that was always, like, the only girl there for them, you know, because, like, I actually, with their, like, girlfriends, I helped them surprise them and all stuff, you know? So I was always, like, helping them around. So I felt like I had a good, like, intention, you know, like, we were all really, really, really close. So then I was like, fuck, like, if we're breaking up, like, it wasn't really a break, it just happened. Yeah. So I was just like, damn, I was low-key sad. I was like, I don't know, you know, like, this and, like, should I keep going? But that's when I was like, you know what, like, this isn't going to stop me from, like, you know, just getting bigger, bigger, and bigger.
Like, it's not stopping them. Why is it going to stop
literally.
Me?
So I was like, you know, we should just all keep going. And I told the guys, you know, like, but cosas pasan, you know, like, we were all talked about it. And yeah, like, now we're still good friends. We were still good friends. It's just that we don't do, like, the quality thing no more. That's the only thing.
I think what it is obviamente, like you said, you guys broke up. But it wasn't even like, you know what? Ya no puedo juntar
another deal. Like, done.
It just kind of happened, like, gradually. Like, you know, uno se agarra una relación. Yeah. It kind of just, that starts being their new thing. Yeah. Pues, it just kind of starts drifting apart. Obviamente, en el TikTok, te miramos baile y baile y baile, güey. Y honestamente, sin exagerar, celos de los buenos te tengo, porque ya quisiera yo bailar así, güey.
Te enseño ahorita.
Lérale, ahora, después del pinche podcast, ahora van a ver, güey. Trum, trum.
Yeah.
But what was your first memory of dancing? ¿Cómo te metiste en eso del baile, güey? Porque no todos podemos bailar.
No, yeah. So, empecé cuando tenía como, like, 12, 13. No, ya los 12, porque mi tía me había dicho, like, that's like, so, okay, my mom is the one that's like, tienes que aprender a bailar antes de tu quinceañera. Because she's like, okay. No quiero ver sentada. And it's true, like, no queremos nadie estar, like, ahí sentada, like, aburrida, you know? Yeah. So my mom had actually taught me how to dance, like, los básicos, pues, more basic stuff, like, the way Sonora style we dance, like, just banda and cumbias. So, and I would always dance. When I would go to Mexico, mi tía, like, my favorite tía, I would always go to her house, y ahí andamos para andamos a bailar, this and that, todo el tiempo andamos bailando. But it was, like, a non-stop thing. Yeah. Like, I would practice every day. Like, I would not stop. Y pues, le agarré, la neta, le agarré rápido. I was really quick, because I'm a really quick learner when it comes to... A la escuela, no.
A la escuela, no. Pero para bailar, chicas, para bailar, hell yeah.
So, I learned, like, around that age. Y luego ya para los 15 años ya sabía cómo bailar. Like, tenía, like, I could defend myself. Yeah. You know, like, ¿sabes bailar? Yeah, pues a bailar. Pero luego ya cuando aprendí eso, like... I was like, you know what? Like, I want to learn more. Like, let me learn huapango. Let me learn norteña. Let me learn, like, the one lo que se baila más acá en los Estados Unidos. Because in Mexico, sometimes it's different, you know? So, aprendí, and I'm basically self-taught. Like, I would teach myself. Like, yeah, my mom taught me, like, the basics. Like, she helped me, like, not be stiff. Y luego, ya, yo me aprendí solo, like, everything.
So, you
everything.
Would, like, look them up on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. Like, I was like, oh, like, let me search up on YouTube, and I would see some videos. I'm like, okay, yo solita me agarraba literally de una puerta or something, like, literally, like, just hold, like, acting like I had someone. Porque mi ma no me dejaba bailar with guys till I was 15.
Oh, shit.
So, okay. I learned to lead. So, I was always good at leading. That's why I could lead and follow. I was always so good at leading because, like, she's just like, no, estás muy chiquita, no puedes bailar con hombre, this and this and that. So, I was like, okay, you know, whatever. Y luego ya aprendí a hacer follow porque se me hizo muy fácil ya que sabía mover a la gente. So, yeah, and after that, like, I've just been dancing ever since.
You're like, si no me deja bailar con un hombre, pues con la pinche escoba. Chingas,
literally,
like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, a los 14, 15 años todavía andabas en tu cuartito.
Yeah, bailando, yeah.
That's just, so then you, obviously, you get to social media, you start doing it. Nos estabas contando de que, pues, cuando eras una niña, you were very, very insecure. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your acne. Do you feel like, con la presión de las redes sociales, do you feel like your insecurities became, you know, bigger? Or do you feel like you learned to, like, cope with your freaking insecurities and be like, you know what, I'm worth it, valgo la pena, y pues, chinga su madre, que estoy yo, brisa.
So, yeah, TikTok, I actually, like, because TikTok is honestly very hateful. Like, there's a lot of people that I hate. So, honestly, I just learned to be like, why should I care what people say? You know, I have more comments full of people like, oh my god, you're so pretty, like, oh, I love you, this and this and that. And uno que otro comment about, like, oh, like, you're fat, you have this, this and this and that. So I was like, why am I gonna stop myself? Why am I gonna get basically, like, depressed over something that first of all, I don't even know the people.
Yeah.
I was like, ellos que, like, we all have our insecurities. Nobody's perfect. Nadie es perfecto. So I just learned to basically love myself. Cada año que pasaba, I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna put myself down over a damn TikTok comment.
Yeah.
Like a damn comment that someone makes. You know, like, I'm up there, you know. I'm not the prettiest, I'm not the ugliest, but I know I'm confident with myself right now, you know? And yeah, TikTok, I just feel like social media in general, like, helps you learn to not give a fuck. Give a fuck what people
and
say.
And I feel like TikTok, for sure, it's very cool that you brought that up, because siento como que there's levels of hate. I feel like I started doing social media on YouTube.
Yeah.
Entonces, on YouTube, sí, claro, you get hate, but I feel like the people that watch your YouTube videos are people that, like, subscribe to you and, like, love your shit. On TikTok, way, you can go viral and you can be exposed to gente que ni vergas contigo, like, the X, you know what I mean? People that probably will, like, only show up on your page stage once y nunca en su vida. And I feel like TikTok is like a big place where like salen los trolls, salen los haters. Oh, obviamente, yeah. You said TikTok helped you build your confidence, but like in the beginning, was it getting to you or no?
There were certain points that I was just like, damn, like they like, damn. And then I would like, that's like, it came, I would like basically come back to like all my insecurities, you know, like I'm very big insecure about my nose and my acne. I want to get a nose job. Like, I don't care. Regardless of anybody, I just always never like my nose. But it's like, that's because of my decision, not because anybody else said it, you know, it's my face, my, like, if I want to do it, I'm gonna do it. I don't care what anybody else says. But I was like, there's some comments that would get to me, but then that's when me aplaco otra vez, like, no, Brisa, like, no, like, you
ponte
know,
las
is, ponte las pilas, literally, like, don't be sad over this shit, like, this, you know, like, you're up here, they're just mad, you know, like, you're doing all this shit, what are they doing, behind the screen hating?
Literally, like, I'm, su camita acostado,
yeah,
así,
like, are you traveling? No, like, what the hell, I'm doing all this shit, and you're doing nothing, so I feel like that's what helped me a lot, and, like, ahorita, pues, I feel like I'm good with myself. I still need a nose job, though. I'm gonna get it. I don't care. That's, like, my main thing.
That's what it is with social media. Like, nos podemos sentar aquí y decir, no, me vale. But I feel like cuando uno ya se siente inseguro de algo and there's people picking at it, like, oh, my God, this and it's like, wait, ya sé.
Yeah.
También a mí me molesta. Like, cállate los hijos.
Like, if we don't know, you know, like...
girl, like, you're acting like I don't gotta live with this body. I don't gotta live with this face. Like, the 25 years I've been on this planet. Y eso es lo que es. Pero como dices tú, you have to literally put yourself in a mind space of like, ¿sabes qué? Esta gente a lo mejor ni ellos mismos se quieren. So why am I going to let their stupid comment affect me si ni tienen foto?
Yeah.
La mayoría de gente mainly, que hable, güey.
No followers, no photo, no nothing. I'm like, a ver, ¿cómo te miras tú?
Enséñalo. Enséñame.
Saca la cara. You know, that's what pisses
me off. Porque como William Levy no te has de
mirar.
Like,
literally, TikTok live, when I go live, there's always, like, that comment. Because I'm not going to lie, I have a pretty deep voice. I have a deep voice. But it's like, I told him, like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Rip off my vocal cord or some shit? Así, no, así.
Like, me opero aquí.
Sí, like, literally, right now, ahorita, para que te enseñe, para que me cambie la voz. But it's like, no es mi culpa que nací así. No, pues, I can't do nothing about it. Like, there's some things that we could change, yeah, pero what the fuck, my voice,
I get over it. It's crazy when you talk about, you know, the TikTok live, because el otro día, exactamente el otro día, güey, me estaba poniendo a pensar of, like, como la gente, ¿verdad? Like, I'll be on TikTok live and you'll see people commenting, like, what do you think about this? Oh, my God, this drama. Or, like, whatever it is that they're fucking talking shit on. And I'm like, como la gente, yo honestamente me diera vergüenza, güey, like, comentar en el TikTok live y con mi foto y que todos miren que yo soy chismoso. Like, imagine, bitch, us going on someone's live with our fucking picture, comentando, like, you're so ugly. Y que miren la persona que comentó, güey.
And there's some people that don't care. That's why some people do, like, those fake profiles, ¿verdad? Pero unos que les valen, I'm like... Like, dude, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, like, todos tenemos sentimientos. Like, you have feelings too. Like, you wouldn't like, let me tell you this shit. Like, you wouldn't like that either. Pero pues, you know, you're behind that screen. You know, I'll let you do you.
You're
like,
protected. You're protected. You're like,
te salvaste.
I'm like, pero dímelo en la cara.
Right now, what's up?
Pero no lo hacen.
No, it's nunca. Because they know they're protected behind the screen. If
have you ever had, like, a hater, like, not even confront you, or a lo mejor mirarte mal, or have you ever been in a weird situation in person?
Bro, let me tell you this. Oh, my gosh. You'll probably see this shit, too. So, I was at this one place in Westgate, Weather in Arizona, I was with Armando and Grace, and this one guy comes up to us, and they were like, oh, my girlfriend wants to take a picture with you guys. And we're like, oh, okay, so we go outside. And I was like, why does this girl seem so familiar? I was like, bro, what the hell? I was like, why does this seem so familiar? Like, I know you. She's like, oh, yeah, we went to school together, middle school together. Okay. And I was like, oh, no wonder. She's like, yeah, you used to bully me. I was like, what? Bully me? Like, bully you? Me bully you? I was like, I remember I used to get hate on. I used to get people talking on me. But me bully, people bully me. So I was like, what do you mean bully? I was like, are you sure that was me? She's like, yeah, you used to make fun of me because I had, like, I would wear, like, those, because, you know, middle school uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, she would have to wear, like, those long skirts if, like, you get dress coded or something, you know? So I was like, I don't remember that. I was like, because I remember sometimes I would have to wear that skirt too. And, you know, like, pues, tenemos que dejarla pasar, right? And I was just like, are you, like, I was so awkward. Like, me and Armando girls, we were just like, why would she, like, say that, you know? Like, right, like, you're asking for a picture, but then, like.
Yes, like, that would be the like, weird part. Like, okay, ¿para qué quieres foto?
Yeah, ¿para qué? Like, ¿para qué se preguntando if, you know, like, why don't you? And the thing is that we're friends on Facebook. So it's like, because, like, that's, like, in high school, it was very big Facebook. I mean, middle school Facebook, right? So I was just like, what's your name? And she's all like, oh, you know, bleep, like, the name. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, what the hell? Like, I do know you. I was like, but I remember her being one of, like, the popular girls,
like the bullies. Like, I'm like, bitch, are you sure you didn't bully me?
Like, she wasn't, I know she wasn't a bully, but she was more like, era la bonita de middle school. Like, I've known the girls. I was like, yes, son bonitas comparada como yo. Like, you know, I was very insecure. I was like, yes, sí, están bien bonitas, tenían el cuerpecito, estaban, like, tan bonitos and shit. So I was like, wrong bitch. I was like, not me. Like, ain't no way, bro. So then I was like, all right. Like, we're like, oh, ha, ha. Like, we just like it was like the awkward. I was just like, a picture. And I was just like, I didn't know what to do. Like, if I hug her or not, because I was just, that's just weird. Like, get algo now. And then I was just like, damn. And Armando put the seagull. She's like, I'm the Larry Silver. Why are you bullying her? I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I was like, leave me alone. Yeah, I was like, oh. And so we went inside and I was like, dude, that's weird. So even they were saying, like, why would she say that? Like, yeah. Why would you ask for a picture and then say, like, why didn't you confront this to me in middle school and bring it up right now? After what? Años? Like, no mames. And literally, I had called my friend, one of my first grader, like best friend, one of those. And I told her, I was like, hey, do you remember this girl? She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, literally, I told her what happened. She's like, what the fuck? And she's like, I think she confused you with me. I was like,
you're like, I believed her.
My friend was, hey, le valía. She would literally, like talk, but, like, yeah. Se lo decía en la cara. She wouldn't care. You know, it wasn't talking shit behind her back. You know, like, she don't care, but like laughing about it. And I was like, bro, like, but that's so weird. Like, why would she like do that? She's like, I don't know, that's weird. But we just laughed it off. And I was like, okay, but that was like a weird interaction. Like, why would you do that?
Nos platicas tú de que pues empezaste tus redes sociales with being around a lot of men. Y no, yo siempre miro en tus comentarios cuando haces videos con tus amigos que, ay, ¿por qué Brisa es la única mujer? Hay de ver algo más de que lo que no nos cuenta. ¿Cómo es eso? ¿Qué tienes que decir de eso, güey? Cuando la gente te empieza a decir que no ha de tener algo con esta persona, fulano de tal, just because you're constantly hanging out with guys.
Es que the reason why I'm so comfortable with guys is because, ya te dije, era la única mujer in, like, my family. So, yo crecí con mis primos, puro hombre, rudo, like, yeah. They were rough. I would play soccer with them, play baseball, everything, you know, in Mexico. Especially in Mexico. Now, ya nos vale, you know, yeah. Andamos being, like, cochinos and someone when we were smaller. So, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a really girly girl. Yeah. Like, no soy fresita ni nada. Like, I have, like, my roughness. Y soy bien pesada, pero pues porque así crecí con mis primos, like, puro hombre. So, that's why I feel like I've always had guy friends.
Like, they like, bien.
Yeah, literally, siempre me va bien y sin tener nada con ellos. But the thing is, I'm not gonna lie, I've had like two friends that have told me they liked me, and I was just like, no, pa, like, I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I'm sorry, but like, I can't, you know, like, mejor friends, and like, they lowkeys just like stopped being friends with me because they like, you know, like, it was just like awkward, like, they liked me, but I didn't, and I was just like, oh shit. But other than that, like, middle school, elementary, I've always had like close guy friends, yeah. And regardless if I don't talk to them no more, like, I make new guy friends all the time. Like, literally, I go to every state because I travel a lot. So every state I go, literally, it's mainly guy friends that I make. And it's not that, like, about girls. Like, don't get me wrong. I like girls. I actually talk to a lot of girls. Pero los hombres me siguen más la conversación. Like, I'm much more of a homie. Like,
yeah,
siempre,
you're
como
like
que,
one of the boys.
Yeah, I'm literally one of the boys. And like, people be like, oh, you're a pick me. I was like, I'm not a pick me. I don't care. Like, I don't like them. Like, I'm literally always hanging out. And tengo, like, ya tengo ese, like, roughness friendship. Of a guy. You know, that friendship that I know I can hang out with a guy. Like, they could talk to me however they were, like. Pero, like, I was like, you know, nunca se han pasado conmigo, like, de nada. Like, calling me, like, a bitch. Pero, like how to say, like, meaning it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They could call out, like, I literally tell them.
Up, bitch?
Yeah, like that. Like, I literally, like, oh, hey, bitch, you know. And they call me that. And I really don't mind it. Yeah. I tell them, I don't care. You call me lo más con que no. You don't mean it in that way. I was like, but they've always been, like, how do I say it? Like, ellos siempre me cuidan a mí. Regardless, like, I'm, like, basically their mom.
Yeah.
In my friend group, I'm always the mom of the group. I'm always the mom. And so them, to me, they're, like, family. Like, every guy friend, like, I treat them as family. And, like, it's so hard también. Like, how do I say, like, if I want in a relationship, it's so hard for me to talk to a guy because then I don't know where we become homies. Because I'm, like, I don't know how to, like, flirt with them to make it seem to not be homies because yo soy bien llevada de más. So I'm like, how do I do this? But
like, you don't want them to think you're friends only. I want you.
Yeah, like, literally, and that's the thing that sucks. I'm like, oh shit, like, no. But most of all, my friends are all like homies to me. Like, nothing else. I've always told, like, girl, like I always tell the guys, I was like, don't ever stop talking to me if you're like, you know, your girlfriend stops you. But I was like, but you know what? If that's what you want, then that's on you. You know. But I was like. I don't want nothing with you. Let your girlfriend know I don't want. Let me talk to her. I don't want nothing with you. Like, we're just friends. Like, I don't want you. And like, there's some girls that don't. You know, they're like, oh, like, that's weird. Like, that's weird. Like, oh, this and this and that. You want something? And there's like some guys that be like, nah, they just want to fuck. Like, this and this and that. Like, no, my friends have always been so respectful with me. Yeah. Like, have always treated me like a sister. Pues siempre me han querido mucho. So I was like. My guy friends are, I don't know, my guy friends are just like, I love
your
all
my besties.
They're my besties, literally.
So,
yeah.
Obviamente, you know, being on social media, agarras muchos comentarios, like people shipping you with a lot of your guy friends. Seeing those comments, does it ever make it weird? Like, cuando la gente empieza a meter que han de coger, nada que ver.
No, I mean, It's not weird. It's funny because me and my guy friends, because we know what we have. Yeah, yeah. Like, we just laugh it off. We were like, I'm like, ah, you like me, huh? Like, you know? Because recently I actually did a music video with one of my, like, closest guy friends. And it was like, the video was very intimate. It was like basically that, like, we were like dating stuff. Yeah, and we literally like filmed one in a hotel room. Like, we were like basically like a one night stand. Oh my God, it was so fucking awkward. Like, literally, I literally told them, I was like, same as Osby. And I was like, bro, close your eyes. Because we had to go, like, if we were, like, about to kiss, but we didn't have to. I was like, if you don't close your eyes right now, I'm going to laugh. Like, we literally laughed the whole time. Because, like, we know we don't like each other. Yeah. And we just laugh it off because it's not weird. You know, like, we're secure about, like, who we like. Our friendship is secure. You know, it's there. So it's like, and we do get the comments, like, oh, you guys are so cute. Like, te lo juro, there was at a point that every time, because I'm telling you, I have a lot of guy friends, every time I would, like, be with one guy, ship. Oh, I ship you guys. I've shipped you guys. I'm like, bro, you should be with every freaking guy I have. Like, everyone. I was like, I don't want them. I was like, there's nothing wrong. People, girls could be friends with guys without having anything. Literally. Yeah. But people don't understand that. Some guys be like, no, they just want to fuck. I'm like, no, dude, you probably just want to fuck. You're horny ass. I was like, shut the fuck up. You want to fuck. I was like, not them. Because, like, I know. But I was all like, pero uno nunca sabe, you know? So I would never know. But, like, the guy friends that I've had right now, like, intentions.
At least pure. You. Yeah, like, at least you don't want to fuck up.
Yeah, I don't. Like, boy, go. Yeah, porque they tell me, y'all are saying, they tell me about their girlfriends. Like, you know, siempre me andan platicando con que, oh, andaba con esta, que andaba con la otra. Like, oh, look at this girl. Like, what do you think about her? You know? And like that. So it's never been nothing else. So yeah. I'm just like, it's actually really fun to have guy friends. Like, sometimes it's funner than female friends. I have a girl best friend. Like, I love that bitch. Like, that bitch is my best friend since, like, what, 10 years now. We've been friends, like, for a long time. So, but she has a boyfriend right now. And I have other girl, female friends too, but I have definitely more guy friends. And my best friend, she's literally like me. We've always had more guy friends. Like, porque siempre ella dice que muchas veces con las mujeres no se lleva bien. Like, the girls, like, always do some weird shit to her. So she's all like, fuck these girls, you know, guys, like, it is, you know?
Lo bueno que esta va a ser la primera vez que hace un video con un vato, güey, y no le hacen shit. ¿Por qué? Porque soy jota, la verdad. Pero si no, ya estuvieran. Sí, güey, uno nunca sabe cómo la gente like, hacen shit. Bonita pareja, güey. A mí me gusta lo mismo que le gusta a ella. Literally. So, obviamente, you know, you have a lot of guy friends y nos acabas de decir que pues se te han declarado uno que otro.
Yeah.
How was that? How's that been? Well, cuéntanos una historia de uno de ellos.
It was like in middle school or freshman year. I think it was I think it was freshman year. I think it was. I actually had him. Oh my God, hopefully he doesn't see this shit. I actually had him in, what's it called? In my quinceañera. He was before my quinceañera. But I didn't know he liked me. Everybody in my court, they knew. Neil. They knew. And I didn't know until when we were in Mexico. Because my quinceañera was in Mexico, actually. So I took him with me over there. And I was like, I think it was like the second or third day we were in Mexico. They were like, oh, you know, this motherfucker likes you. And I was like, no, he doesn't. Like, y'all fucking with me. You know, y'all playing with me. And yeah, like, I found out he literally was trying to learn how to dance for me. Like, they literally, I don't know who sent me a video. I think it was my friend. She sent me a video that he has sent her, like, oh, how am I doing? And he was practicing.
Oh, he's all trying to impress you.
Yeah, like, because I have always said, like, I don't want to be with someone that doesn't, like know how to dance. Yeah, doesn't know how to dance because it's like, that's something I like to do. I want them to, like, you know.
Know how to do it, too. Like, do it, too,
you know? So I was just like, I told them, like, es que yo le practicaba a ellos because, you know, they're my girlfriends. Y pues, el siempre, the solito, like, without telling him, he started wanting to learn how to dance.
Yes, literally.
So I was like, bro, like, what the hell? Like, that's crazy. Like, someone actually trying to do something para impress me, you know, to like him. Pero pues, no, nothing ever happened. Like, I told him, like, you know, I don't like you, you know. But
was it awkward after?
It wasn't, honestly. No, I feel like we just let it, like, pass. It was, like, a little bit, like, oh, you know, we would make fun of it, but then we would just, like, let it slide, you know? Yeah. I love the comments, but right now, we haven't talked in a long time, so I'm not going to lie. Muchas veces I text him, like, oh, how you been? This and this and that, but yeah.
Because, like, how you been? Do you still like me?
Yeah, literally. It's because he lived, like, we all live in the same neighborhood. So, okay. Like, we would walk to school, you know, this and this and that. So, after I moved to another, like, I don't know if he lives there no more. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, I moved to other houses, like, a whole far, like, 30 minutes. So, I was like, yeah, no lo
veo. Like, sepa que fue de él.
Yeah.
Sepa, so, nos hablas un poquito de, pues, tu vida amorosa. And you were telling us a little bit about how it's really hard for you to, you know, get in a relationship because, obviamente, pues, you're one of the bros and it automatically goes into, like, a friendship. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mucha gente que te sigue siempre te anda preguntando, Brisa, ¿cómo te va en el amor? ¿Cómo te va en el amor, güey?
¿Are you single? Verga.
Ay, like, para verga, ni me preguntes. ¿Cómo le va a Brisa en el amor, güey?
So, yeah, right now I'm currently single, right? But I've had my time. Okay, so, look, I dated a guy for 1 month only, though. Like, we talked for 7 months. No, this was 2021.
Okay.
So, yeah, 2 years ago, right? Yeah. we talked for 7 months, but we only did it for once. Because ya for like when cuando me aclaró everything, you know, I got tired of him. Like the shit he would do, like that's the thing. I don't like shy guys. And I'm pues ya no soy shy, you know, like I'm very talkative, hablo mucho, like I don't know. And he was very, very shy. Like nunca like no saludaba a mis parents, bro. And I was like, that's not even like just be shy, that's just manners. Yeah. Like no te enseñaron en la casa como
saludar.
Yeah. Pues you know, it's like a common thing being like Mexican, you know? And like my mom would look at me and say, like, oh, si le sigue así, pues no me va a gustar para ti, you know. And I'm very big on family, like, bro, like, yo quiero que te quieran mis papás, like mi hermano, this and
que
that.
Se
like
lleven,
que se lleven bien, you know? And like I was just there's just a lot of stuff that happened that it was once my homie passed away, that was during like 2021. I don't know if you know who Gabe was.
Oh yeah, so, I remember hearing about
yeah,
the
so list, when yeah. like my two other friends had went to Arizona, you know, like I wanted to be there for them, and like he no me dejaba like estar con ellos. Like I literally told him, I was like basically like more like give me my space. Like si no te estoy invitando some places when I'm with them is for a reason, you know. Yeah. Porque te apareces, like se aparecía because you had my location, so se aparecía, and I was like, it's clearly because I don't want you here, you know. I want to be spent. I want to give them the attention. Like he got mad at me because he had told me, he's all like, oh, you're not giving me like the full attention. I'm like, bro, our like, homie no, just passed you. Away. Yeah. This is not about you. Our homie just passed away. Like, why? No entiendo, no te metes en la cabeza that I want to help be there for my friends out there. We're like best friends with him, you know, like let me be there for them. And no entendía. So I honestly, a lot of shit happened during that, like that whole week and 2 weeks that happened. I was like, you know what? I can't no more. Like I've done, like, I don't know. Like I just can't do this. And yeah, so I was like, I don't really think I should say I could have an ex. I feel like I don't know if a month counts, you know? Like, no sé. See, he asked me out and everything, but I was just like, nah, bro. Like, I don't know.
I don't know if I take it serious.
Yeah. And like, I've had talking stages of casi algos, bro. Oh my God. Them casi algos are like, they hurt more.
Yeah, they hurt more than the actual ones.
The last guy was like back in December. No. A year ago, yeah, back a year ago. And I actually flew to Cali to meet him.
You're like, lo hubiera conocido. Wait, cuenta, how was that?
Oh my God, I actually like.
¿Cómo lo conociste?
TikTok.
Okay.
Like, well, it was more like he followed me and followed me. He danced. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, like, let's text, you know. But yeah, but it was more like, oh, I'm gonna be homies with him, you know, like, he's really, really cool. It was never like nothing more. But then, like, we just started, like, flirting through FaceTime. We would FaceTime, like, every day, you know, like, pero buena onda. And then that's when, like, I don't know, we just started, like, throwing little hints in, you know, like, this and this and that. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know. And then, yeah, we're just like, okay, we're basically talking, you know. And actually, I was going to go to Colorado for my birthday last year. But I was, you know what, let me fly out to Cali for him, you know. Like, let me just go and finally meet him. Because I was like, I can't say I really like him until I actually meet him, you know. Like, me cae muy bien. Like, he was literally, like, me, like, llevado, like that. And what's it called? When I met him, todo bien. Like, literally, everything was so good. Like, he said he liked me. I liked him.
You're, like, perfect
literally.
Man.
And then, yeah, like, I guess I think it was a month later when I came back. He just stopped, like, being dry. Like, he started being dry. He wasn't matching my energy. Like, he wouldn't put, like, the effort into it. I feel like I was just, like, I was putting all the effort. And he wasn't. I was like, bro, I'm tired of this. Like, literally, like, I'm such a crybaby that I literally, like, I was like, it wasn't crying porque like I was sad, it was more angry tears. Like, bro, like I told him like I just feel like I want this to work out, but you don't. Like, you don't put the effort into it. He was like after that we just like, you know what, it's better for both of us just to stop talking. And I was like, we could just be friends, you know, like fuck it, like let's be friends. We were already friends in the beginning. Yeah. But then like I think like 2 or 3 weeks later, he had a new girl.
So he was playing you.
No, I don't know if he was playing me, but he was probably already like talking to a girl, you know? So I was just like, you know what?
And whatever. It got to the point where he had to choose one or the other.
And I was like,
pinche perro, y escogió la otra. How did that make you feel though?
Honestly, I was sad because I actually really, really liked him. Like, I actually really liked him. I was like, oh, like, we can actually have something. And it literally hurt me. I was like, damn, bro, I feel like.
¿Y conocías a la girl or no?
No, I didn't know her. I didn't know who she was. So I don't know who like she is. Random. No, yeah, it was a random. I don't know who she is. But so like, and I was like, I mean, that's looking my part, like my fault. Like, do you know why am I falling for a guy from Cali? You know, like,
you're like really Cali,
like
Cali, places.
Like well, a whole other state. I've always said that, like, what's the word? Doing long distance for me would be fine because I am very like, how do I say? I don't want to see you every day.
You're like, wait, una vez al mes.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I'm more like, you know, space. We need to give each other space. Yeah. It's just trust and space because I get annoyed quick. Like, bro, like, I don't know why I'm like this. I hate it. Because I don't like empalagoso people. Like, I have to be down bad for you for me to be like, oh, like this and this and that.
Like,
you know,
be like, on me all the time.
Like, literally, like, so I just can't. And the thing is, like, this motherfucker, the Cali motherfucker, I was actually like, oh, I like him. I'm gonna be down bad for him, you know? I would be like, we wouldn't be gay towards each other. Like, oh,
you're so cute.
Yeah, you're so cute. Like, this and that. But there was a sometimes where we were like, playing around, you know? But I like that type of, like, relationship, like more like let's play around, you know. I could call you a bitch and you can't get mad, like yeah. Fine, you call me a bitch, I don't care, you know. I'm gonna call you bro, dude, like anything, but don't expect me to call you babe real quick. Real I just quick. Can't I You're can't like,
that's
I can't
too,
yeah like, it's more like when we're in an actual relationship, I because that gives me like more of like an ick, yeah. Like I'm like, we're not dating yet, like, you know. It's more like, oh bro, dude, like don't get mad if I call you that. That's just I'm telling
some
you.
Some guys do. Yeah. They're like, I'm not your bro.
I'm like, shut up, bro.
Literally,
I'm like, shut up. Like, it's because I'm telling you, like, that's like my wording. Like, bitch, like, yeah. Bitch is my main thing. I'm going to call the dude bitch. He's like, some guys that I barely meet, they're like, bitch. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I need to tell you
they
before.
They get so offended. Yeah. I'm like, what? Like, te cala la palabra.
Literally. And I was all, I tell them straight. I'm like, okay, my bad. Like, let me stop. Let me tell you how I actually am. Like, before I even start talking to the guy, I always, le digo, look, I have guy friends. I do this, I do that. Don't think I'm going to drop my guy friends for you. I was like, I'm not going to drop them. I know what I have. If you trust me, you trust me. If you don't, you don't. I'm going to spell throw. You know, like, I'm not going to be waiting for someone that's going to, like, be toxic. I don't like toxic guys. I can't do toxic. It's because, like, ¿por qué voy a tener un tóxico when I could just be single?
Literally.
I could be single and enjoy my life. You know, I'm young. I'm
You're
still
like,
young.
Para que me regañen mis papás.
Yeah, like, ya ni mi mamá me está regañando over little shit. Like, oh, you can't wear this. Boy, you ain't going to tell me what to wear. Like, if you wanted to date a baddie, you going to get a baddie. So literally. Up, you know?
Eso es lo que pasa con esos muchachitos. Te conocen y te miran toda buenota. Pero ya que te quieren, no quieren la buenota.
Yeah. And it's what makes me mad. It's just like, how are you gonna like it, so it's different when you're in a talking stage, everything's so good, yeah. Right, but once someone asks you out, changes,
cambia.
Like they think they own you.
I feel and like that's like, the thing with men, they
literally
feel like they're property.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, no, we're not even married para que me estés tratando así, but regardless if you're married, no te tienen que tratar como ti. It is like you need to do everything they want to do, you know, like of course ya estás casado, más respeto, like you need to limit yourself, but it's like no te puedes estar mandando en todo tampoco.
Like, wey, no soy tu esclava.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, you don't do that. And, well yeah, with, like, the guys, I already told them straight up. And then they be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with it.
But
bro,
they're not.
And I'm like, that's the thing. Like, I always want to, like, I need a guy that is se va a llevar bien con mis homeboys. Like, because, you know, I'm
gonna,
so, you know, like, I just can't have that. I'm very big on friendship. Like, I'm such a, like, amiga that I'm not going to stop being friends because they've been there with me the whole time, yeah. You know? Y tú apenas me vas llegando y me pasa algo. If I say I drop my friends, we break up or something, who is going to be there for
¿Quién
me?
¿Quién sale cagada? Tú.
Más, yo, like, tú que tú tienes tus amigos, because the girl could never tell the guy, oh, drop this type of friends, you know?
Is there oh, this you're and tripping. That. It's yeah. Not like that. I'm like, no, then you're tripping,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, okay, it should be fair. Like, you know, like, we should, like, it should be just communication entre, like, the relationships. I've always said, like, it's just trust. Yeah. If tú no tienes confianza en la persona, nunca va a servir la relación. And I don't understand, like, I know a lot of friends of mine, que I was like, ¿por qué te dejas, dude? Yeah. Like, you're old enough, you're still young, actually. You're young. Like, why are you
But you're old enough to know.
Yeah, you're old enough to know. Like, you're still young. So I was like, why are you still with him? Like, break up with him. Vive tu juventud, you know? Like, be single, have fun. Y ya cuando tengas la edad, pues te agarras y ya marry whatever you want. But ahorita, like, we're 20, 19, 18, you know? We're at that point that you're like, oh, like, it's you could do a lot of stuff, like, tú solo. Yeah, like, ya saliste de tus parents' house, you know? Like, well, I still live with my parents, you know? But it's like more like, ya te dejan más,
ya te
más
deja. Y ya tienes tu propia persona,
yeah, like
no
you,
tienes que andar y no pidiendo permiso que para hacer
yeah
tus
like that thing, little thing like going out, like, you have to, okay yeah you have to go out. I still have to ask to go out, but it's more like ya te tienen la confianza de tu papá para dejarte ir sola, like
y es
everywhere.
Más como no es pedir permiso, es más mom voy a ir a California,
yeah. Oh no, I still have to ask.
Like mom me deja.
I'm like, when I do like work stuff, you know, like social media, like I tell her, but when it's like I want to go just for me, I'm like, oh, mom, can I go this and this and that? She's always said, like, once, since, if I live in that household, like, I
las
still
reglas.
Need to ask, like, it's sus reglas, you know?
Nos estás platicando de que, you know, you tienes muchos amigos hombres. So, obviamente, tú te platican de cómo les va con sus novias. So, you get to see a lot of, like, how men are. You know, unos son mujeriegos, unos son, en verdad, valen verga. Yo hablando como hombre, muchos hombres valemos verga. No valen, porque soy hombre. Valemos verga. So, ya tú teniendo esa experiencia, being around so many men, seeing them how they are, seeing them how they act, especially in a relationship, sabiendo todo eso, ¿qué es lo que Brisa busca en una relación?
Honestly, like, yeah, that's the main thing. Like, all my guy friends, I be seeing, I'm like, bro, like, how can I trust guys? But I'm like, I go back to my thing, I have to have trust, you know? I look for a guy, honestly, like, you know, que le guste casi, like, unas cosas que le guste. No, it doesn't have to be all my same gustos, pero okay, of course, se ha llevado conmigo que se deje, like, no toxic. No, I don't like toxic.
Like,
I cannot
leave that at home.
Leave that at home, you know, like, I like, I could stand altos, you know, they have to be tall, a little tall. And I heard, look, you know how I said I would never date someone that can't dance? Uh-huh. I say that, but it's like, bro, not everybody dances. Like, and then I'm not gonna, I feel like I'm limiting myself to guys. And like, ahora ya me estoy abierta, like, si quieres aprender. And I've had guys that like, te enseño, you know? But at the same time, it's like, bro, si te enseño y me dejas, you can go get all the bitches. Like, what the hell?
No te voy a preparar para que no te vayas a comer el pastel.
That's one thing, like, guys are 10 times more, like, finer if they know how to dance. And it's true. We've always said that everybody that dances, we all know that is, they look more better if they know how to dance. So it's like, why the hell am I going to prepararte y te me vas? Like, no, I'm going to waste my time. Like,
te voy
no.
a preparar para que alguien más te coma.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no.
And I was like, ah, no, but yeah. So I like them. Altos que sean like gentlemen. A mí me gusta. Yo soy muy big on manners. Like, like any mom that I meet, like families, like parents, they love me because yo hablo mucho con ellos. Like, it's being literally manners. The first thing I tell, I go to, like, if my friends come to my house, go to the kitchen, say hi. I don't care. Like, if they forget, I'm like, go say hi. So then yo también cuando voy, I'm like, oh, where's your mom? Where's your dad? Let me go say hi. Cause es respeto,
it's
you know?
Sense. Yeah, you're going sense. Into someone's house and it's like, lo mínimo que puedes hacer
es saludar. You don't have to platicar like, hola.
No te la tienes que hacer tu mejor amiga. No, literally. No, la mamá de tu amigo. Di hola.
Yeah, and so like, I've always been big on like respeto. And my mom has always said this. Vea cómo trata a su mamá. Si él trata a su mamá bien, la quiere mucho, así te va a tratar a ti. Basically, like, why are you going to have a guy que like, no se lleva bien con su mamá, la trata mal, no la quiere... ¿Cómo crees que te va a tratar a ti cuando te case contigo? Like,
yeah, it's true.
I want a guy que me quiera, you know, que trate, like, is respectful to women, you know, like, uno que me abra la puerta.
Wait, si no trata a su mamá como reina, ¿qué te esperas tú?
That's what I'm saying, like...
¿Te va a tratar como la cenicienta? Pero si eso es lo que unas mujeres quieren.
Yeah,
but
no.
But it's so bad,
there's
it's like, no.
There's some girls que, they don't care, le gusta el maltrato, le gusta vivir la mala vida. Like, literally, I'm like, girl, like... It's right in your face. You can have so... There's so many guys in the world. They'd be like, but it's because this is my first love. Bitch, I don't care. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb and be there like a dumbass, like getting cheated on. Let's say this. Like, there's some girls I know they get cheated on and they don't care. Viven ahí. Like, todavía están ahí con ellos. And I'm like, girl, like, no te duele. Like, you don't feel some type of way. But at there's at a certain point that there's some people that are just like used to each other.
Yeah.
Ya más ya se ponen.
As a girl, what do you think... Is, you know, obviamente yo as a boy, yo no sé lo que pasa una mujer in their head. As a girl, what do you think is the reason why a lot of women allow that? Like el maltrato, o les gusta la mala vida como se dice uno.
Porque el amor es ciego. Literally, like, they like, I feel like once they're in love with that person, they just can't let them go. That's why I feel like le gusta la mala vida because they don't want to let that person go because that goes back to like, they're so used to him that they actually love him. But bro, like, you say he loves you, but he's over here cheating on you. Once a person cheats on you, he doesn't love you.
I'm like, well, él no te ama cuando se anda con el otro mejor amiga o algo. Like,
there's some guys that be saying like, oh yeah, like I could cheat on her, but when she cheats on me, she's gone. I'm like, how does that work? Like
what gives you the pass?
That what gives you the pass to do that? Like how that's hypocrite. That's being a hypocrite because that's not fair. Like boy, like you could go do all this stuff, but the girl has to be loyal. She has to stay there when it's to be loyal.
You're like, no, si tú me vas a poner los cuernos, yo también.
Yeah, like, literally, and it pisses me off. And I know so many people, like, that have gotten, like, you know, cheated on and shit. And it's like, bro, don't be a dumbass. Like, don't do that. But ahí están
the men's.
So, girls, if you guys are getting cheated on, leave your boy. Literally, don't stay there. Like, leave. Like, you're dumb. There's so many people in this damn world that you could get. And, like, you're young. People, we're all young. Like,
especially because it's not going to ever change.
Yeah.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Si te lo hace if he does it multiple times, wait. No,
if he does it once, he's gonna do it again.
Yeah, no matter. Que cambie porque ahí te vas a gastar tu juventud,
like,
tu
I believe on, I'm very big on like guys, well, like on cheaters, they don't change. Boy, si lo pudo hacer una vez, you don't think he's gonna do it again porque tan fácil que era do it.
Y luego más si lo perdonas, güey, pues otra vez lo hace porque sabe que ahí estás tú de pendeja para perdonarlo.
Literally, that's what I'm saying. ¿Por qué lo vas a perdonar? Déjalo, ya es de un lado, you know? No, ahí están a ver de mensas otra vez. Once you get cheated again, guess who come back? They come back to cry to.
Literally.
And if like boy, like ahí esperas que estén, like, and that's when like friends push those friends away and yeah they get cheated on, you want to come back crying to us when we told you. I feel like that's not fair. How are you gonna push us to the side? Like, yeah, we're so happy for you, this and this and that, but I don't find that fair. Like, you should have the time. Like, that's how I am. How I said, like, I want my time away from my boyfriend. You know, like, yes, I want to spend time with you, but I'd rather miss you than get tired of
you're very big on having a boyfriend is not my personality.
Yes, not my
that's
personality.
Not my thing.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of girls that's their thing. Personalities are their
thing. Tengo novio. Sí, güey, pero te ponen los cuernos.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, it shouldn't be your full on time, like, every like your full 24/7 thing. No. And I feel like it's just better to have the time with your friends, like, you know, let him go with his friends, you know. But there's some like, oh, I don't want him to go out with his homeboys because then he cheats. It's like,
Entonces, ¿para qué estás con él?
Si like, no, you know he's no cheating, like, let him go. You know, like, there's no point of that. What's the trust in that? So, I personally say, like, don't just get out of a relationship. Like, there's no point of being in a relationship, especially if you know you're getting cheated on. Like, don't stay there. Don't be dumb. Like, I don't know. I'm not even in a relationship. That's crazy. Like, I've seen so many how my friends go through it that I already know, like, how it is. Like, my mom be like, oh, ya cuando tú estés enamorada, tú vas a ver. I was like, no, mom. I was like, I have my guard up because yeah. I know what my friends go through. I know all the things that guys and girls, this and this and that. Like, they tell me every story. And no I'm te like, vas a pendejar. No me voy a pendejar por uno. Like, yeah, like, I might fall in love with him, pero if he cheats on me, I'm leaving him. I'm not going to stay there. Like, I'm not dumb like that. Like, and I told my friends, I'm like, y'all dumbasses. For real, y'all dumbasses. Because ain't no way. I would have been done gone. Pero they're like, oh, no, this and this and that.
Me compró flores. Yeah. Sí, después oh, de que se cogió a alguien.
Es que me trata bien bonito. Es que me trata bonito. Okay, pero te... Se cogió otra, like, you're seeing the good,
it's
but you're
excuses.
Not... Yeah, excuses. You're not seeing the bad. Like, you're just pushing the bad away, you know?
Y es muy normal con un humano, you guys. Obviamente, like... Todos ponemos excusas para todos, pero amigas, no se apendejen. Habiendo tanto pinche palo en que ensartarse, no anden con Literally. El pinche mismo tóxico oh que God. Le sigue haciendo time after time doing you dirty. Yeah. No, salte no. de ahí porque
We
yo sé.
Fun.
Literal, güey. Yo sé que va a haber un día que va a venir un hombre que te va a respetar, que te va a tratar bien y ese sí va a valer la pena. Ese sí.
Literally, guys, I mean, girls and guys, because I'm not gonna lie. If people are gonna be like, oh, you're bashing only guys. No, I'm not gonna. There's some girls that don't care and they're the same way. If you're a guy, like, literally do the same thing. No te quedes ahí. There's many girls también. So I feel like it's just, in general, if you guys don't have trust, then it's not going to work out. There's, don't be toxic. That's just, don't be toxic. Literally. That's what pisses me off. I hate toxic people. But other than that, like, yeah.
Nos hablaste de que tienes ex teniendo tantos amigos ya when you get in a relationship with ex. Yeah. One of them is being toxic.
Yeah.
So if you're toxic, don't even submit your application today, Brisa, porque te la va a negar. But what are some more icks that you're like, en cuanto miras esa red flag, a chingar a su madre los mandas a volar?
Honestly, I have some dumb icks. Like, what was one? Because I was telling my friends, like, what are your guys' icks? Like, some dumb one, like, let's say he walks for it. Oh, that's an ick. You know, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, those TikToks. Yeah, they'd be like, oh, that ick. So, yeah, like, toxic is an ick. Basically, being, like, what's it called? Cursi. Bien cursi. Like, empalagoso. I'm just like, oh, like, I can't do that because I'm more of a, like, llevada person. Like, oh, you'd be like... How do, what's like an
like,
like,
no te quiero aquí yeah, arriba, like, yeah, yeah. Besito, besito, 24,
yeah,
7,
literally,
no,
yeah, that's like, a very big, like, honestly, like, I know a lot of girls that's very big icon. It's just like too empalagoso with someone, you know, like, there's certain times, certain ways, like, pero no todo el tiempo.
And place.
I'm very big on, like, this is like not an ick on a guy, it's more ick on, like, a relationship that I see, like, I see some guy, people, and they're, like, in a group, but they start, like, being all over each other, making out in front of your friends, like, to me, that's very, like, disrespectful,
it's
like,
just weird.
This is weird, like, why would you do that?
Antes de que ataquen a Brisa, porque ya las conozco, güey, le van a decir, ay, pues ella no tiene un novio, cállense, yo tengo novio por 7 años, and it's just weird, like, güey, imagínate tú aquí sentada y yo casi cogiendo a mi novio, like, güey, ten respeto por ti, por la gente que está a tu alrededor.
I feel like, there's places to do that, you know, like, tienen su cuarto, tienen la casa, pero
like, wait, we came to hang out, not to watch porn.
Yeah, like, literally, like, it's like, oh, yeah, like, of course, sitting on someone each other, that's normal, pero ahí se andan mezclando. Un little, like, peck, never. You know, that's cute, pero making out, this, like, bro, like, no, don't be doing, I feel like that's just disrespectful, especially if you guys are just hanging out entre ustedes, like, ustedes mismos. So, yeah, don't be coming at me, because I know a lot of people, like, I'm very big, like, let's say when I had my boyfriend, también, I would always, like, how do I say, when I'm with my friends, I would literally, like, not be on him or nothing because me daba cosa. I would be like that's
like
weird.
I feel like to me, like, me being in a relationship for so long, you know, I'm, fuck, I don't even want to say how many years porque me puedo trabar ahorita. Ay, luego se enoja el Dani. No, I think it's like 7 years. Well, we've been dating since we were in high school.
Oh,
like,
dang.
Even since the beginning, I don't know, maybe for me, you know where it started off? From being gay. Because obviously when I started dating him or when I came out gay, it was less accepted. I mean, in general, it's weirder for the society to see two gay men, like, ramming it up, like, making out, than it is to see a cis couple, like, like a boy and girl couple. So for me, yo pienso que ese fue mi trauma. Yeah, as I started growing, I'm like, no way, even if I'm comfortable with myself, no me voy a estar cogiendo a mi novio en plena escena con audience y todo. Like, it's just weird. It's a weird vibe, and that's
I just feel like it's
too.
Just respect and to, like, towards friends and stuff. But okay, so another ick. What was the other ick that I had? It was like, it was just like those dumb little icks that you just like, oh, you hear him like laugh weird. Well, I feel like hygiene.
Okay.
Oh my God. But I feel like that's just normal. Like, that's a normal, like, why don't you,
like, why do you like, smell?
Literally, like, let's say, like, the pastel or something, you know, like, or no, so, like, they don't put cologne on or they don't have deodorant. I just feel like that's a very big, like, why don't you take care of yourself, bro? Lávate los dientes, you know, it's not that hard.
No tienes shower, pues vete al río, a la playa.
Al canal, al menos, you know, literally. And I feel like that's another big gig, but I feel like that's a big gig on everyone. Like,
yeah.
People, like, won't want to kiss someone that smells, you know, in la boca.
Que la peste pinchajo.
And another ick, oh, fuck, I had another one, but it was, like, just the dumb icks. Like, I forgot what it was.
I want to see what, you know what my dumb ick is? Que mastiquen como vaca. But I can do it. But I can do it. Yo, no way. Yo cuando mastico, well, ya no mastico mucho chicle because after surgery, chewing gum brings in a lot of in a lot of like aire to your stomach.
Oh,
and
my
it just
God,
makes,
I can stop chewing gum.
No, 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 for you it's good, but me after weight loss surgery, como me dejaron el estomaguito bien chiquito.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every time I've chewed gum after my surgery, I've almost wanted to throw up, or I have thrown up, because it's like mentally my head thinks you're eating a lot from all the masticating.
Well, no wonder my mom, it's because my mom got the mom to make her stomach, so she didn't literally don't eat. She like uno, and then she starts getting the hiccups when she get no, she starts sneezing.
Yeah, like,
she's all like. She gets mad because she's like, what the hell? Like, I just took a bite yesterday, and I'm like, damn, I want that. Because
but
I've
one
been
of
eating.
My icks going back to that is chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
Like, wait, none this. Like, I can do it. Like, yo gusto, oh, yeah, mastico así. But the moment someone else does it, I'm like, can you stop?
I don't. I feel like more, like, let's say a pet peeve. Like, more of a pet peeve
I
than
a
like,
pet peeve. Yeah,
because
a
pet peeve would be like, when someone snaps at me. Like, oh, hurry up. I'm like, oh, hell no. You're not about to snap it. Bitch, you're like, bájale, because you're not about to be snapping. That's more of a pet peeve. Yeah, literally, I'm like, why are you snapping at me? Like, it gets me mad. Or, like, what's that one people, like, hate the little sound, like, the, of, like, when you hear, like, fierro con fierro, like.
Oh, my God, what are they, like?
Like that's another pet peeve, but like ick, I don't think I know I have more icks, but no me acuerdo.
Ahorita no pienso, pero mientras que no sean tóxicos está bien.
Yeah, literally.
Con eso empezamos.
Yeah.
If you're tóxico, your application will get declined ASAP. Ya para terminar la entrevista, güey, you're so young, tienes 20 años, y pues te espera toda una pinche carrera en social media para largo.
Yeah.
Tienes mucha juventud. ¿Qué te miras haciendo tú en 5 años, güey? Cuando tengas mi edad, 25.
So, look, I travel a lot. I love traveling. Like, yo ya fui a Dubai. I went to Paris. Yeah. I went to Spain. I just came back from Spain. Like,
I've gone to Paris, California.
Yeah. But honestly, Paris was not all that.
It was it?
No, it was ugly. I thought it was so ugly. Like, Madrid was pretty.
Like, don't waste
Dubai,
your time.
Dubai, though? Don't even get me started. Dubai was something else. That was really, really, really
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, so I want to be traveling a lot more. But, like, countries, like, states. I travel a lot of states because of the events, right?
Yo.
I get all the events, you know, all the events that I do. But, like, the freaking, oh, my God, like, the out of the country is just crazy. Like, I'm over here flying, like, 10 hours to go to another country. And, like, just hearing everybody, like, how they talk, learning about their culture, you know, it's really, really fun. But, okay, so it's crazy. I actually want to do my own podcast, too. So I want to do, like, me and my manager are working on that right now. So we want to do that.
Buena, hablar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did a radio thingy in Houston not that long ago. And me dijeron también, like, tienes buena voz para el radio. And I was like, what the hell? I was like,
podcast coming out soon.
So I want to do, like, my own podcast. Y también I want to open a dance studio.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people that are like, oh, like, teach me how to dance. Like, I would dead ass pay you this and this and that. But I'm like, yo lo hago por con mi gusto. Because I taught most of my friends how to dance. Pero porque soy muy buena para enseñar. Like, I don't know why. I've just always been good short, like, teaching them. And, like, I feel like opening something, like, small, but that's going to help people, you know, that I want to do, like, dancing and stuff. I feel like that's going to... I feel like I'll do good, you know? Yeah. And then doing a podcast too, I feel like I see myself, like, before I wanted to do, like, I guess, like, my own business, like, how do I say it? Like, clothing and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like that's a lot more common than, like, let's do, like, a little dance studio or a podcast, you know? And, like, I want to do more something more different, you know?
Yeah.
Para no seguir, like, con
para
la
cambiarle.
Ropa. Porque ya hay mucha ropa, like, you know, like, there's a lot of clothes. Like, how about, like, a lot of people don't like the clothes, you know? Like, si no le gustan el brand, you
tu
know?
El estilo que vas a traer a tu tienda.
So I would like to do, like, a little bit of everything. So I was saying, like, a podcast would be good. Like, a dance studio would bring in a lot of people too. Like,
wait, cuando hagas tu pinche dance studio, yo me apunto.
Nah,
yo me apunto
la lista. Yeah, I feel like I just wanna, you know, I don't see myself married, to be honest. I don't see myself, like, honestly, like, I don't want kids. Like, deadass. If I could be, like, basically animales, dogs, farm, but just,
chingos
like,
madre,
animales,
esos son mis kids.
That's my kids, you know? Pero si Diosito me quiere dar una bendición, que me dé uno al menos. Y ya. Because the fuck, like, I'm going to suffer, like, oh, like.
You're like, palantojo.
Literally, ya, si ya, por si, pues, like, say, like, my boyfriend or my esposo wants one, like, you know?
Or pasa.
Si, like, pasa, pues, pasó, you know? I'm not going to, like, you know, push the kid away. No, like, that's my kid, you know? Yeah. That's my baby. Pero. Fuera por mí, no. You know,
ahorita
for me,
no.
Ahorita everything is chilling. You know what? I want to know something funny.
What?
You know how I'm 20? I'm a virgin.
Wait, shut up.
I was gonna say about the relationship with somebody.
Wait, you're a virgin.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing bad with that. No, I'm not shocked. Yeah. No, but that's crazy.
Yeah, it's because I have always like, it's because it was very like, siempre tenía a mi mamá aquí en la cabeza diciéndome como que like, she didn't lose her virginity until she was married.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh, like, what the fuck? I look, you want to follow her steps. But you know, like, times change, you know, times change. Pero también a mí siempre me ha dado miedo. Like, I don't want to do it with just
anybody.
Like, a mí me da cosa, like, if first, you know how insecurities come back? Like, I don't want to show my body to someone. Yeah. Si todavía no me estoy segura con mi body todavía.
Or like,
you know?
Si todavía no sé how serious a relationship is.
Yeah, that's
is.
The thing. Yeah. To me, personally, like, I want to be in a relationship. Like, in the talking stages, we're not doing nothing. Don't expect to do anything. But once we're in a relationship, like, let's say, like, 6-7 months, a year max, I'll let you. But I don't know why. I'm just very scared and, like, literally, condoms don't even work no more. People be getting pregnant like that.
I have to risk it, bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to risk it. Like, the fuck? I'm still young. I don't want to, like, I don't know. I'm just scared. I've always been scared, and I just don't want to do it with just anyone.
Anyway, have you ever had, like, a bad reaction from a guy when you're like, I'm a virgin, so don't expect anything?
I have had some guys, like, they stopped talking to me for that. Yeah.
Like, cut you off completely?
Yeah, cut me off literally because of that. I'm just like, damn, that's what we basically just wanted to fuck. And
lo bueno
I'm like,
que me estás diciendo, yeah, porque me querías.
Yeah, like, literally, and I'm just like, damn, like, guys are really like that. Like, nomás porque si quieren culiar a someone, you know, like, dude, don't. Like, that's just, I feel like that was just very disrespectful. I was like, damn, like, it hurt me. I was like, fuck, like, damn, they just want to fuck. But I was like, you know what, whatever. I need uno que, like, si me quiera en verdad. And, like, that's when I know when I'm ready, you know, like, but. Si no me espera, like, they're not going to be waiting for me, then, pues, pa' que te tengo ahí, you know? Prefiero ya esperarme, like, I'll be old, y si no, pues, no pasa, pues, no pasa, ya, después.
Con telarañas y toda la cuchi, pero nadie la va a agarrar si no se la merece.
I'm very protective over that, like, it's just always been, like, I just don't want to do it with just anyone.
And I feel like that's such a good, ya para terminar, that's such a good point to touch, because I feel like social media, and just the life we live now, normalizes like having sex at such an early age.
Yeah.
But we don't really, you know, pay attention how like sex, especially for us being young, it's a big deal. Like mucha gente, you know, lo dan muy fácil sin saber like how big of a deal it actually is.
I know like a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
my little
dude.
Sister's about to be 12. I'm just like, I don't see her doing that.
I don't see her doing that.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, that's why I'm lucky glad my mom no me dejó tener novias a los 15 años. De por sí ni tuve, you know? La quería ni tuve. But, like, I was so glad that she was like, she's strict, pero it's like the regular Mexican strict mom. Like, no tengas novio hasta los 15. Like, no
me
hagas
cuidándote.
Esto. Me cuidando, you know? Like, and I'm just glad she was actually like that porque para no andar allá de piruja, pues, like, you know? I'm just really, really glad she did that. And, like, I'm still like,
So ahorita ya tu plan ya cambió. Like, you're not waiting till marriage. You're just waiting for the right guy.
Yeah, for the right guy. I never really thought about like waiting for marriage. It was just like always in my head. Like, my mom seeing them. Like, I just had her all the time. Like, when I was like, I'm like, nah, you know what? We're not doing this. Like, I just can't do it. I'm not ready. Like, this and this and that. So, yeah, it's just more like once I find the right guy.
Que pase, que pase.
Yeah,
si no, no. But that's good. I mean, you're not waiting till marriage, but you're also waiting for yourself for when you're ready and when you find the guy that is ready to take you seriously. So, uno nunca sabe. A lo mejor en 5 años, cuando hagamos un updated interview, nos dices que ya la perdiste.
Yeah.
Uno nunca sabe, güey. Pero si no, pues que sigas. After this, I'm going to go.
Literally.
But no, muchas gracias, güey, por sentarte aquí, estando con nosotros y hablarnos un poquito de tu vida, de cómo eres tú. I know a lot of you guys at home les gustó y les encantó esta entrevista, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, ya para terminar, you guys, ahí les voy a dejar todas sus redes sociales down below and on the screen para que ustedes la vayan y la siguen en todas sus redes sociales, y también no se les olvide de seguirme a mí para que no se pierdan any future episodes. And with that being said, once again, thank you so much for
coming.
Thank you
too. Thank you,
and thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you
for
watching.
See you guys in the next
bye,
one.
Vecinas.
Bye.